the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather. Sunny this afternoon, looking nice, right about 80 degrees. Going to be clear tonight, 50 the low. Friday, sunny, cooling to 74 degrees. Friday night, clear, breezy, down to 47. For the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both sunny with a high 80 each day. Next week, warming up 83 on Monday and 92 degrees on Tuesday, back to 84 on Wednesday. And right now we are at 66 degrees in Roseburg. KQEN News Time, 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. A little bit different of a program today. A lot of celebratory activities happening this week for the 60th anniversary of Umpqua Community College. We have featured, this is the third program regarding the college this week. We had President Rachel Pockrant on yesterday. We had the foundation director, Jess Pa, and one of the communications staffers on with us yesterday to talk about it. Now we're going to talk about one of the featured parts of the event on Saturday out at the school, and that is the Brothers Doobie. Peter Tintindo joining us from Massachusetts right now. Peter, thanks for being on.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you for looking forward to this weekend.
Well, I've got to tell you, as a longtime Doobie Brothers fan growing up, that was always my favorite group back in the 70s and into the 80s, if I was allegedly alive at that point, but we won't talk about numbers. I always enjoyed the music, got a lot of the albums, I've got to see them a number of times. And so I'm kind of fascinated with your group. You guys have got a great sound. Talk about your group. How long has it been around? How did it come to be formed?
Well, we formed about 4 years ago. There's been a resurgence in tribute acts all over the country, different groups. And one of the groups that has one of the most amazing catalogs is the Doobie Brothers. And they had two different eras, really, that were big for them. The beginning era with Pat Simmons and Tom Johnston, and then later on with Michael McDonald coming into the fold and then getting all those hits as well. We wanted to cover the whole gambit of, the wonderful music the Doobie Brothers have produced all these amazing years. And we have an amazing singer, Sean Byrne, who is able to cover that whole wide range of that material. And we have the other members of the band are Mike Fretwell, who is a lead guitar player and does sing vocals as well. Bob Whitlinger on the bass and vocals, Rich Antonelli on the keyboards. And we have an amazing drummer who is toured all over the world. His name is Matt Starr, and he's played with Ace Frehley of Kiss and Mr. Big. I've also singing some lead vocals as well. We do a bunch of the big hits, the biggest hits being songs like Black Water, Long Train Running, It Keeps You Running. There's just so many great songs. And we even delve into a little bit of the Michael McDonald solo era material and even throw in a Kenny Loggins song as well, because Michael McDonald's on that. So it's just such a wide range of material we're able to cover. And we're very excited to come out there. It's going to be our first time out in Oregon, and really excited to play at Umpqua Community College for the 60th anniversary celebration.
So the first time, so you've never actually been in the state of Oregon at all?
Never. No. Wow. The closest I've gotten to you is Washington State. We've been up in Washington State with the group, but that's it. This is the first time out there. We're really looking forward to seeing the sights out there.
Yeah, a lot to see. Talk about your musical background.
I'm a full-time musician. I've been playing music since I was 10 years old, influenced by my father. And I've had just an amazing career just following my dreams. I'm a music teacher, teach guitar and piano, and I'm a producer, produce my own music. And it's taken me everywhere, all over the country. I've been able to work with one of the greats of the band Survivor, Jimmy Jameson, a few times, and it's just been an amazing career of just doing music and had music featured on the radio. It's just, I followed my passion, and I just love music, and that's what I want to do. And one of the bands that had always influenced me growing up was the Doobie Brothers. So that's how this kind of ended up happening with this band about 4 years ago. And we kind of formed at a weird time when COVID was kind of starting, and we started putting the band together. And once shows started to happen again, we started to get out there right away. And it was, and then ever since then, this has been, we've been traveling so much with the group, and it's taken us all over the country, which has really been fun. We've been everywhere from Florida to Wisconsin to Delaware to, and to California. And now we're getting, like I said, we've been up to Washington State fairly recently, and now coming to Oregon, which I'm really excited about.
Now, you mentioned being a music teacher. Now, is that like teaching students privately, or do you teach in a school setting, or what do you do?
Private lessons. I do primarily private lessons on guitar and beginner piano, and just love, one thing I love aside from performing, that's one of my favorite things to do, is giving back to young kids and adults that really want to learn. And some I've gotten students, a wide range from younger students all the way up to older students who just wanted to learn and they never got the opportunity to. And I get such gratification over watching people progress and learn something and then feel confidence, because that's one thing that music always gave me was confidence. And that's growing up, it kept me out of trouble. You know, the musician's world it can be a little tough, you know, with the influences around and stuff like that. But one of the things that just kept me so grounded was just continuing to practice, get better, learn, and now be able to impart that onto another student has been just so gratifying as a teacher.
Now, did the other band members kind of have similar backgrounds?
Not with that, no. They have a variety of different jobs. Music is primarily mine. But our member Bob is primarily a musician now, and Matt, actually our drummer who's performing with us, he has traveled all over the country with H. Freely of Kiss and Mr. Big, and he's had quite a career as well. So he's a full-time musician, yes, on that front.
Well, it sounds like a pretty fascinating group here. I wanted to pop up a track here and play that right now. Stay on the phone as we listen to the group do China Grove back in 1973, the Brothers Doobie on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Wait. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything, everything, gonna make everything alright. Cause I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at all. Like a lazy falling river, surrounding castles in the sky. And the crowd is growing bigger, listening for the happy sounds, and I got to let them fly.
Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow's program, we've got the Douglas Regional Teacher of the Year. Sherry Carson will be with us as we wrap up our back-to-school series talking to local educators. That's on Friday's Inside Douglas County. Peter Tintindo is with us from Massachusetts with the Brothers Doobie that will be playing at Umpqua Community College on Saturday. And Peter, I can tell it, but I suspect you've already heard all of it now about sort of the connection and what led to your group coming this weekend.
No, I don't think I have. What's that connection?
Well, because back in 1972, the Doobie Brothers played at Jacoby Auditorium at the college. The auditorium actually had a different name then. And I heard, though I don't totally know if I've got this exactly accurate, I didn't live here then, that the band, because they were obviously at 72, were in a good place and wouldn't normally be playing a community the size of Roseburg. They were passing through on Interstate 5. Somebody found out about it. They had an open date, and they ended up landing them to be the very first concert after that auditorium had been built.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and the other part of that, because that was, let's see, 52 years ago, so some of you are going to have to do the math, but I'm aware of a number of community members that were actually at that Doobie Brothers concert at UCC.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And
that's amazing. I did not know that story, actually.
Yeah, so interesting connection there, and a fun day of events at the college. We talked a lot about that yesterday, with a car show and a 5K event and food trucks and educational things going on and kids activities, a kids zone throughout the day. So many things there for people to enjoy if they come out. But the evening, it's a day-long event. The day wraps up with you guys playing outdoors. Perfect weather. You're in a covered place. It's going to be 80 that day, but you guys will be I'm not sure exactly which direction that faces, but, you know, not too warm, but a nice day.
Oh, that's great. Can't ask for a better day than for this event. This is going to be fun. Like I said, in that last segment, you could hear all those songs that the catalog of the Doobie Brothers and our versions of that. And you can just hear, you hear all these amazing hits that transcend, you know, and just, they're just such great songs, well written, well crafted, an amazing group, and it's such a pleasure to really work and play these songs and do this out for audiences and around the country. I'm very grateful to our manager as well. I wanted to mention as well who has allowed us this wonderful opportunity with this group, Michael Yorkel and his production team. So we're really very grateful to be able to go all over the country with this and perform this music to audiences.
Absolutely. He's been very responsive and helped us get this interview put together. In fact, while we were listening to the music, I was getting to watch the video. I'm going to take a guess here, and maybe I'll be wrong, that you probably were doing Blackwater.
I was singing Blackwater. I also sing a song called South City Midnight Lady. with the band. And I was also singing on that reel you heard. I was also singing Long Train Running as well. And Sean Byrne was singing the rest of that. But like I said, you can hear in his voice, he covers the gambit with all of that and just has an amazingly powerful voice. And, you know, and the two of us working together and with the group as well, because all the members in the group sing as well. And with that all said, it creates an amazing sound vocally. And again, but it's just a testament to how great the music of the Doobie Brothers is with the harmonies that they produce together. And we're paying homage to that. And it's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure as a musician to delve into this catalog of music.
And the band really shifted a bit when Michael McDonald got added in. It really kind of added a bit of a soul groove to it. And for instance, when What a Fool Believes came out, some people thought that was too popish versus, but other people really liked it.
It changed the sound completely. Went from a more like classic rock oriented thing to a more, like you said, like R&B soul kind of feel with Michael McDonald's era of the band. And it gave them another burst of energy musically and create, they just kept going. And it's incredible. It's incredible because not many bands can do something like that. Replace a founding have a founding member leave and then another member come in and be held to that standard. And then they create a whole new era for that band in that time. And it's just a testament to how great of musicianship with that band there is. And like I said, to go out and play these songs, to be able to cover all these eras, both eras of the Doobie Brothers, it's so different. They're very, very different musically, and it's cool for us as musicians because we get to experiment and learn these amazing parts. Like guys like Jeff Skunk Baxter, the guitar player, had joined the band. He was the connection between Michael McDonald coming into the band in the early days because he had joined with the Doobie Brothers early on. And then he came in and he brought Michael McDonald over. They were working with Steely Dan. So it's like, and then that sound kind of permeated into the Doobie Brothers sound as well with that. So that it's just some amazing musicians that have written the song, basically the soundtrack to everybody's life, you know?
Yeah, you know, I remember reading, I subscribed to Rolling Stone for years, and I remember reading, they kind of looked back at bands, this was probably in the 90s when this came out, and talked about, you know, when they group formed, I think most of the band members were sharing a house, and they were motorcycle riders, and they actually parked the motorcycles in the living room.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And that was like in and out the front door, and they had a way to do that. And that was just one of the features of the band that was very different. And I know a couple years ago, Michael McDonald was with them on a tour. I actually had tickets to that in Portland, and that was kind of at the late part of the pandemic, and it didn't work out for me to go. They were just in Bend a couple weeks ago and up in southern Washington on a tour as well. I'm not sure who's on that with them now. I don't think Michael McDonald is. But we've got a couple minutes left on Inside Douglas County. What would you say to encourage people to come out and hear you guys Saturday night at 6 o'clock?
Well, I would say that the Doobie Brothers music is it really does transcend generations. And I would definitely recommend you guys come out and check out the band. We're a very high-energy show. We're very active on the stage. Our group is very interactive with each other and with our audience. And that's one of the things I love about performing music. And I really am looking forward to seeing the people in Oregon at the college this weekend. And if anything, I would definitely, if people want more information, I would definitely check out, we have our website, thebrothersdoobie.com. And if you want to learn about me, little old me, my website is petertguitar.com. So, and you know, I like I said, you can learn more about me as well. And but this group, I really am excited to see Oregon and Umpqua Community College and celebrate this event, this astounding event. And all the band members are very happy and proud to be part of this.
Well, I know you guys are flying out and getting here late night on Friday. Do you end up after Saturday having much time to look around Oregon, or are you off to your next adventure?
We'll be there on Saturday. We're coming in, I believe, late Friday night, and then heading down to Roseburg in the morning. I believe it's going to be very early when we get there, and then we're there all day. And then the next day, I believe we'll be back up in Portland. So we're not going to get to see everything that we will probably want to see, but we'll be in that area on Saturday for sure, and we're looking forward to meeting the people out there. And then we'll be hanging around up a little north of there and on Sunday, most likely, before we have to head home late. Because the time change thing is it's a little crazy at first, you know, to adjust to. And then just having to go from the airport then down to the college. So it's, just an adjustment. But we're ready for it. We do this a lot. So we're really ready for this and excited.
All right. Well, again, it's happening Saturday as part of the anniversary celebration, 60th anniversary of Umpqua Community College. The Brothers Doobie will be outdoors in the Swanson Amphitheater. And Peter Tintingo from the band. Peter, thanks for being on with us. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you for having me, and looking forward to seeing you.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.